Welcome to the final episode of No Source Needed
with Keen,
Alex and Jude.
Yes.
It's a very sad day, lads.
Right now.
It's so on. We're so Barack.
So, yeah. Lads.
It's been a ride, hasn't it?
It's been a journey, lads. Do you have some highlights of No Source Needed?
My solo show when you weren't there.
Okay.
I liked the After Hours show, probably my favourite. After Hours show was up there for me. It's definitely up there.
After Hours show... Bernie Casey, that was great.
That was great.
I'm trying to think what our ones really stick to mind. Ah, just small ones we did. I was really happy with the Tara Casey one.
Yeah, that was a good
one.
That
was a good episode.
That was a really good episode. When we had, having Cormac on talk about tunes, that was good crack.
The time Shannon came on, that was always fun.
Any time Shannon's on, Rosie as well, Maeve, when she decides that she can tolerate us for a full hour, it's all
rare.
It's a rare occurrence. That's why it only happened once and at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It was like sit on your own
at 4 a.m. or appear on a podcast and tolerate these guys for an hour.
Yeah, and I feel like there's
a bit 50-50.
Bit less of a digital footprint as well if you're
at that time of night
no one cares, no one's listening. So
true. So boys, it's been a hell of a ride, hasn't it?
It has.
Yeah, no, it's this is the best thing I've done in a while.
Yeah, so me too.
I guess I'm
in that too now.
Yeah, you are.
You are one of the best things I've done in a while.
Interesting.
Hey, wow.
Lads.
Wow. Lads, boys, and all that crack. Sorry, my brain is like in two ways. I'm trying to put up an Instagram story right now on the thing. Am I even on the right? I'm on my main account. Oh my god.
I actually got the password finally.
Yeah, you got the password.
It took me a couple of days.
Oh my god, thank god.
A week and a half?
I had to change the password. I'll tell you what it is now.
No, just tell us now.
So
I 40, just made that joke.
So 46 Upper Glen. Can I just dox Alex in the last episode, please?
Yeah.
Please.
Full address.
I have a question.
Yeah, completely.
Like.
I think it'll be. It's needed.
Yeah, it 46 Upper Glen Cairn Glanmire Court.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you are a big idiot. You know that. Smile, guys.
Am I even in it? Smiling.
Yes,
hello.
It's a 0.5, my boy.
It's a 0.5. My phone doesn't do 0.5. I'm not in the future yet.
What phone do you have?
XR.
XR.
Strange.
It's like, my phone's acting weird as of late. Then again, I have a kind of a dodgy charger. My really fast charger doesn't work half the time.
No.
Yeah, neither does mine. I think mine lights up bright blue, which is always a bad thing. Because like, at night I'm trying to sleep, my phone's charging, and it's just blue. I feel Pandora. Like. That's what I feel like. It's so bad, but hey.
There's a light that never goes out.
Whoa.
Take me out.
Oh yeah, Colin Foley episode. I was very happy.
That was a great episode.
At one of our shows or something, but I just saw him pop up on the thing in the hub there. I was like, oh yeah, Colin.
Yeah.
What a guy.
That was the day I realized No Source Needed could be good.
Someday we'll get there.
Yeah, the first 5 episodes we were kind of drawing at straws as
well. Just as a nostalgia thing, and like for the whole, oh yeah, the theme of today's show is nostalgia, and by that we are going,
oh my god, oh Kieran my god. Moment
Kieran's walking past right now.
Oh my god, what
me
a
and
character.
Kieran just had an exam we finished about an hour ago. I did not know he was in that class.
He's a guy like
he
that.
Did he did not just, show up to a single one. He rocked up. He was like, yeah, that was
and
fine.
I bet you he got like a 2-1 or a 1-1, I reckon.
Honestly, he was like, I haven't time to be going to class 2 hours.
Just sits at home with the guide dogs and plays Spider-Man. He's going to get a 1-1. Like, I bet he will.
It's outrageous. It's so infuriating. But alas.
Fair play to him.
No, to be fair, I was expecting me to be a lot worse coming out of that exam, but I feel pretty okay.
Coming out of my cage.
And I'm doing just fine.
Sorry.
I am doing just fine.
Yeah, you are, buddy.
That's a far cry from where this podcast began.
Oh my gosh.
We'll get into that. We're going to take our first song break. I'm going to take control of the first song, lads.
Oh.
And the theme of today's music is Finale.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is My Way by Frank Sinatra. Enjoy.
And now end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
And we're back. That was My Way by Frank Sinatra.
You can hear in the headphones now, yeah? Okay, so today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing a carbon copy. No, we're not doing a carbon copy, but we're
doing a much improved copy.
Much improved version of No Source Needed, episode 1.
That never came out. It never came out. The Forbidden.
So this one was
because it was god awful.
It was so good, I heard.
Reading it now, it's actually...
No one heard, is the thing.
Four of my friends heard it.
Oh yeah. I forgot. Yeah, you showed it to the boys.
You've got four friends.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Who are the other two?
Shut up, guys. So No Source Needed, episode 1. Kian, this was the most we planned for an episode.
There's not a lot on that page, guys. Yeah.
It's one page, and like, this is how little we plan now. We're using our first plan again.
It's
just going to
it's a vicious cycle of just doing the same thing.
This is
thing
how we wanted
over
to structure
again.
Our podcast when we first started. Intro.
That would help. Good start, that. Fair play to me.
Who are we? Two great guys.
Who am I?
What course are we in? How did we meet? Jude. Why?
There's like three question
marks.
What
do you hope? And then we had pros and cons of college. So pros, free time, accountability, relationships, friendships. Then our cons were, can't read that one. expensive, the hype, whinging. We had way more cons.
Yeah.
Different personalities.
Do you guys
want to
be here?
Corsets.
I do these days.
These days.
These days.
Overestimating yourself, moderation, burnout. And then we just had, are we sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are in we, relation to what? Going to college?
Yeah.
Like some red pill Bo Rogan?
Bo Rogan.
Joe Rogan. I didn't say Joe Broken. I was like, that's my brother.
Stocks your brother.
Oh my God. Everyone's going to know.
He's trying to keep it on the DL that you and him are related.
Yeah, he is.
Then, Keen, you said this, which is so out of character. Experience is valuable. Life lessons.
I still believe that. I was just not following my own advice for a while.
And then we had, what was our biggest mistake in first year? Are we sheep? And then, do you have a college relationship or not?
Yeah, should you? Ooh.
So I think we do that in relation to second year.
Jude should.
Yeah,
it's going great.
The rest of us maybe not so much.
Bit off more than we can chew in the words of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Sinatra is really, I'm feeling him today.
Yeah. We should get him on.
We should. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll email him.
Or how about Logic? He's young Sinatra or Bobby Sinatra. What does he call himself?
Logic. Like the rapper.
The mixed rapper. Yes.
He's what?
What?
Is he related? What are you talking about?
No, he just calls himself Young Sinatra, you moron.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Logic and his aliases. My bad.
But if you didn't know, he is mixed. Keep that in mind.
Okay, I will. Why does he mention it a lot?
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
His very, what's the word, liberal use of certain terms.
Interesting.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay. What is our biggest? What were your biggest mistakes in second year, guys?
In second year, I don't know. I suppose I let stuff get on top of me a lot. That was a silly thing to do.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I don't know. I just I got too involved in myself. You know what I mean? I got too stuck in my ways for a while.
Yeah.
Because like, and then you can't, because when you're stuck in yourself, you can't pay attention to all the other stuff. And then once I had kind of taken a step back, I found stuff to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
I was only on the phone to Jude last night, and there was something I said to him where I was like, you know.
Did I miss the call or something?
You did.
You were watching Star Wars. You were watching Phantom Menace, man. You were chilling.
Lads, Phantom Menace, really good.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
I'm new to the Star Wars game. Like, I just watched it last summer. So, is that? I liked it.
It is a bit of a hot take. Yeah, but what I said to Jude was that, like, you know, so it sounds kind of trivial in a way, but like, you know, when you like genuinely feel happy, but because you did the work, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you just don't wake up and be happy. Is kind of what I got from it.
That was it. You know, like waking up and being happy is one thing, but being happy because you did the right things all up until then.
It's work. It's like working out. You know.
Yeah, exactly. It is. You know, it's something you need to.
There's a lovely satisfaction about it.
Yeah, I was even like, I told him, you know, there was that day, like, it was actually the day I was doing the solo episode where I, like, you know, I had a presentation that morning that went really well. I came in and I saw Yi, and granted, you weren't having the best time at the
April 2024.
Yeah. But I guess I don't know, maybe it's weird, but it was just maybe just the perspective of our little group anyways, of what I'm used to being. And being on the other side of that. It was, I don't know, I guess it was nice to know that I was in a good form because I worked for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I realized that you do need to work for that stuff, and that I'm gonna forget it again at some point.
Of course.
And then you're gonna realize it again, and you kind of just, it's just, you know, it's a.
It's a boulder.
I want to say it's a bit of a boulder. Like,
a little boulder up a hill.
I'm doing my Sisyphus act at the moment, and you know what? I'm right at the peak. That thing's about to flatten me.
That's
on the way down.
Indiana Jones.
What?
With the Indiana Jones roll back down.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, sorry. That was a really obvious like reference there, guys.
Yeah, but it didn't fit.
I was talking about Sisyphus.
Yeah. The boulder that he's pushing up, you know.
Yes, I'm aware.
If the boulder follows Mr. Jones.
Indiana.
Well, you on first name basis with him?
Oh, yeah. Me and Indy go way back.
Okay.
It's actually Henry.
It's Harrison.
Okay, partner.
No, Henry is his real name in the movie.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the actor. I was like, Henry Ford is a different guy to Harrison Ford, Alex.
Brought it loads.
Okay, your turn. What was your biggest mistakes of this year?
I'd say mine is...
Alex, you go first.
I was thinking it. I was there being like, your turn.
I'm a third host now. Sorry, guys.
Go on, Jude, you go first.
No, you go first. Okay. After you.
I'd say my biggest mistake this year was not living in the moment enough.
Really? Tricking.
I just acknowledge it. Will you shut up? I was always too concerned about what would happen in the future and not enjoying something I had at the time.
Yes.
With everything, really.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I regret that because I think I only got to enjoy like the things that were good 70% because I was still 30% worried about what would happen. You know,
that's me clicking right now because he just said some real
spill.
Some real spill.
So
right
yeah,
there. Spill.
I wish I just lived in the moment a bit more and just stopped worrying about what future we had to worry about.
Very good.
Yeah.
Jude,
what
the
I
floor
think
is yours.
I did is I put all of my subjects, nearly all of my subjects in the first semester. I got
you had
so
a
stressed.
Time, yeah.
But like this semester,
that's also
fine.
What I did. Yeah.
this semester has been like fine because I only had a couple of classes and been doing stuff. But like the first semester of this year, oh, I was swamped. I don't think like I talked to you a couple of times a week at that point. Like
yeah,
I was a busy boy. I had assignments left, right, and center.
I was the same, dude.
Lecture, yeah.
I remember after semester one, I looked at my like all time table. And I was in like 15 hours a week.
I think
I had
this semester altogether. I think I had about 4 classes a week, and then after the first like 4 weeks, I had like 3 classes.
Yeah,
it was
semester
crazy.
Was my heavy one. Then though, I had 35 credits.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird because it's strange because like we're all doing joint honors, but it's weird how our semesters have been so hilariously imbalanced.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It was definitely. I guess that was kind of a nice thing as well, I guess, because I had less of a workload this semester. I could maybe work a bit harder on myself a little bit and just kind of, like I said, kind of go through those steps I'd mentioned previously. Because, like, that's the thing. I was so, like, I remember the first due date that I had in semester one, I think I had about 4 essays or something.
You said something else there.
Nope.
I thought you said Jude edit, and I was like, "What?"
My first Jude edit was in semester one as well. Yes,
what actually was? Oh, I need to get my Keen edit and my Alex edit up. I don't have anything for the Alex edit.
I have an Alex edit.
Okay,
it's great.
Good.
Yeah.
Some of the fits are questionable in that Alex edit.
Yeah,
some of the fits still today are questionable, Alex. The guy's wearing a Lost Boy t-shirt right now. And I can't.
Yeah,
glass houses,
glasses. Kettle meat pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I suppose we're bound to make mistakes anyway, regardless of how self-aware we
like,
believe ourselves to be at the beginning of
the
year.
And I thought I was in such a better place than I was at the start of the year than I was.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I look back at like episode one, and I was like, yeah, I'm doing well. No, I wasn't, like, you know.
It's just kind of perspective. And to be fair, I think it's probably better.
Hindsight's a brilliant thing.
It nearly is better that you thought that you were doing good at the time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you thought you were doing bad, then
just means you're doing better.
Congratulations,
you
doing
worse.
Bad then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it shows progression, like, you know, if you
like, again, it's like I said to Jude the other night, you know, like, it's very hard to be happy for a reason. It's very easy to be sad for a reason.
That's,
you know,
so
what I mean?
True.
So it's kind of it's one of those things where, like, look, bad days happen all the time, but good times take a bit more work to occur, like.
Exactly, yeah. And it's a lot more fulfilling when they happen.
Oh, Noble Keane is just coming in clutch as of late.
I know, he's been the pillar of the three, to be honest, at the minute.
What's something you're proud of yourselves for this year?
White Boy of the Month, April 2024.
Yeah, you killed it, man.
I killed that so hard.
He did.
Was that our fumble or Keane's triumph?
No, it was a bit of both. He was
doing
very well.
Don't get me wrong,
well.
I definitely...
Like, you had a head start?
I think, yeah, relative to 2E, I was already maybe on, like, a bit of a... I was up a step or two.
Yeah.
But I think it was... But see, that's the thing. I can very easily be like, on that day when I realize that I'm doing good, I'll be like, oh, this is just a good day. But then I'm like, no, okay, I kind of had to work through this. Like, look, I put that day of the solo episode as a kind of a highlight of that period, but really it was the result of about 2-3 months of actual
work.
Yeah, of a progress, you know what I mean? Because that of a process even.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then the progress that you make through that, like that was just like, because again, you have to, it takes a while for you to kind of, you know, smell the roses and be like, okay, wait, this is actually in too bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of chilling right now. And I was proud of that for the fact that, again, I'd worked for it.
Yeah.
I wasn't just happy because of, I don't know, some other reason. You know, that it meant a lot more to me than it would have been just me feeling grand because I feel grand, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
What I'm proud of is my Weetabix eating competition.
Yeah.
What was it? It was 19 Weetabix in 4 minutes. Dry, that was pretty good.
Dry as well.
That was my first time hanging out with you, just the two of us.
It was.
I was thinking, oh, is this going to work? Because like, Cian wasn't around. And
we had met almost accidentally. Yeah. We were like, it was the way that we were together. We were like, we can't really not be together now.
Yeah.
Because we are like kind of becoming friends, but it was very early. And we were like,
it was like, this will test it, like, you know.
Yeah, and it's funny as well that the two people who became the closest friends, two people I know that have become the closest friends in such a short amount of time, and the two most socially inept boys.
Yeah.
That was a terrible high five. It was like, I was like, it's so funny because the things I related to on a lot was the anxiety of new things, you know what I mean? And like, you know, new beginnings and things ending and stuff like that. You know, we all kind of bonded over that sort of stuff and over a similar sort of time period.
Yeah.
But I did that with he individually, and then year two happens, and I'm like, we're all kind of coming back together, and I'm there being like, okay, Alex, Jude.
You know, we bonded over Jude, and I'll just say, because it's hilarious. I just remember us sitting in Green Frog, and then I just started going on about like past relationships.
Oh, yeah. That was like day two of us hanging out.
I know, I'm gonna charm it up on this guy.
And it worked.
It was baptism of fire. I was like,
this is me, deal with
it. Yeah, that's
giving you like pep talk as well. That was like the second day. I was like, well,
you're just there, like, who is this fiend?
Yeah, you didn't know
me. I know, but I fully went for it.
Yeah, it was like, it's so funny. Like, you didn't even know his last name at that point, I'd say.
Probably. I don't know if I knew your name. I knew your name was Alex. Like, I'm not
Oh, hey man, how you doing?
Pal,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, you want to go get coffee at this place, bro?
Oh, we see. Did I eat the Weetabix before we went for coffee
the first day?
No, was it?
Yeah.
Was it afterwards?
No, because remember you came to me afterwards. We have that picture of the three of us in a group hug outside the booth.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a goofy picture.
We don't grip hug enough.
We'll do it after this, I think.
Okay, you guys can do that.
Yeah.
So what were you paired of, sir?
The Weetabix.
No, that was
why do you think me and Jude became friends first?
No, my God. Tony Dan moment.
Yeah.
What's Tony Dan doing right now? Is he around in the next?
He got a haircut today, I think.
Oh, did he? You know, is he around in the next 39 minutes?
He might be.
He could be, is the thing.
He could be.
Oh, God.
I'm proud of how I deal with bad things now compared to before.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, not perfect. Not by a long shot.
Preach into the choir here, buddy.
But I feel like I'm able to handle bad things in life better, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, you're singing a cappella to the Sopranos right now. Like, you ain't just preaching to the choir. Oh man, yeah. But no, yeah, that's
a big one too, though.
That is the big one, Jay. Yeah.
Like, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Reacting to good things as well is
oh no, possible. I react terribly to good things.
It's so.
Yeah, that's what you work on next.
Like, lads, good things. I react so bad.
Yeah,
when you think about it.
Oh no, yeah, it's freaky. Like, it's completely freaky when the nice stuff happens. Because again, in my case, I was happy because I was happy and because I had worked for it. Do you know what I mean? And I was happy about that. But if like something really good just kind of popped out in front of me, I'd be like,
it's scary, isn't it?
You know, I'd start tweaking. I don't know what I'd do in that scenario.
Tweaking or locked in? That's the question.
Yeah, that was the question of 2024. Tweaking, are you tweaking or are you locked in?
I've been tweaking.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But sure, it happens.
Hey, that's the game.
That's the game.
That's the game.
And we're playing it.
You just had to get the last word in, did you? All right, the Alex Show finale.
Don't do this to me.
It's so funny to do, though.
Because you know what I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Alex, this is a good thing.
I see the chills.
I need a blanket.
Wrap yourself up, man. It's cozy, I tell you.
Yeah, so I think it's time for another song. Who wants to pick the next song?
I would like to pick a song, but I want it to be the last song.
I can pick a song now.
Jude will pick the song.
Okay, good.
Stupid Song by Ash Red.
Correct.
Perfect. Tell me about this song. Is it
so stupid? It's a band from Cove, actually. They're pretty good. They have a few good songs, all their own stuff.
What about the rest of the songs?
Oh, no, like they have three songs, okay, I think, fair. And they're all pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, they're okay. Great buys.
Good. Without further ado, the stupid song. Top 10 people ever. Go, kid.
Okay, number 10, I'm going to put in Gandhi.
Ooh, interesting. I'm going to go with...
Quick
player. This is tough. This is tough logic.
Number 8, CM Punk.
All right, number 7, I'm going for... Kobe.
We need a woman. We need a woman. Rosa Parks.
I was going to say Emily. Shout out to Emily.
Shout Emily Dollery. All right, number 4. I think it's 4. I'm going to go with...
We went from 7 to 4.
You did six.
Did I?
Five. Oh, sorry,
I can't
yeah,
count.
Yeah, five.
Oh, Emily.
Emily, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna, number four, I'm going to go with Theo Vaughn.
Theo Vaughn, he's up there. Joe Rogan. Yeah, no, that's not true.
Alex, go.
Okay, second best person ever is Rob Kearney.
All right, number one person of all time. Jesus.
No source needed.
Honorable mention, Madame Curie.
We had two women.
That's terrible.
I love Madame Curie.
Okay, that is no source needed. Top 10 people of all time.
Yes. Special mention to Emily Dollery.
Yeah.
For getting us started and telling us to not be racist.
Yeah.
Better Isaac number listening five. Now too. Isaac from the band that just played, he's listening. He's listening to us. He's enjoying their list.
Oh, okay.
He just followed.
Good.
Yeah. Shout out to Isaac.
Yeah. Shout out to Isaac.
Okay, guys, getting back on topic. Pros and cons of college.
Pros and cons. I would say most of them are still the same. I haven't made any grand discoveries about the place.
I'm going to emphasize one, friendships. I've met so many great people this year through the radio, through you and Jude. Just great people.
You and Jude.
I met you and Jude.
There's something I wanted this year in college. I talked to you about it. We actually talked on the podcast about it. It's like a thing you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone has a club.
Your niche, like.
Yeah, everyone has their niche. And, yeah. Didn't know we were coming on.
it's our last show, like, I mean.
You have your niche. The radio has been the niche, and...
Might be the fact that you have your feet up on the desk, maybe.
I don't have my feet up on the desk.
So you also have gum on your shoes, so that's... Yes!
He's such a cartoon. He's not a real guy. He walks
I was trying to get real with you.
sorry, go on, Alex.
No, continue.
Just the great people you meet through everything. It's brilliant. And shout out to everyone.
Shout out to you, the listener.
The listener is right.
Yeah, no. I would say, the friendships are a big thing. Because, like, look, you kind of... One thing that kind of helped me a lot was putting effort into the things that were there and not the things that weren't there, and what do I have that I'm certain of? Friendships. And the certain relationships that you know aren't, look, no, you'd hope that no relationship you have in your life is particularly sort of fragile or vulnerable to
you'd hope.
Something like that. But the ones that you know are kind of a bit more rock solid, like they're the ones you almost want to put them even more work into again, because they mean the most, you know? And like you said, finding a thing, like, I'll be honest, until September last year, I don't think I actually had a hobby.
Is this a hobby?
Yeah,
it's a hobby. Do I have a hobby now? Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I want a hobby.
I realized I did not have hobbies at all.
He wants to start rock climbing with me next year.
Alex is a big fan, so you should...
Been there, done that. Okay.
Completed it.
What? Been
what's
there,
your,
done that,
the rock
not interested.
What? What's your beef with the rock climbing?
No beef with rock climbing.
No beef.
It's just, it's not fun.
It hurts my hands.
I fell.
You would.
Yeah. I fall on everything. Regular.
You fall, but you stand on
why
business
do we fall?
And that's what matters. to pick ourselves back up. To learn to pick ourselves back up. Batman Begins.
Great movie. Watched that recently.
Good.
Hot take.
Jude watched it recently.
Christian Bale's Batman. Hot take.
I think that's the best of the trilogy, though. That's a hot take.
Ooh, I would actually nearly agree. I don't get me wrong.
It's up there.
Cillian Murphy is amazing in that.
Yeah.
I think Liam
Neeson as well.
The second one's a big one, too, though.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Like, that is nearly... You want to nearly say it's the right choice.
It is. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Again, you can't... I would prefer the first one, to be honest. It was just nice and different.
Sorry
for
sidetracking us, guys.
You're all good, pal.
It's okay. That's what it's about.
Don't worry, partner.
Okay, partner.
Yeah, partner.
What are you saying?
What was I saying? Let me refer to our plan that's 7 months old. Yeah.
7 months. You guys been doing this for 7 months?
Yeah,
it's, it's our 30th episode or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah,
something like that. I made a playlist last night of all the things. Can't find episode 12. So I have no idea where it is.
The last episode.
That was the relationships episode.
We did post it, yeah. No, yeah. Episode 12 was you being delusional.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Alex,
that
delusional? No.
I was looking for it last night when I was, because I wanted to make a playlist because it was advised to us by like Rosie and Shannon that we should do that. Yeah. And then I made one and I cannot find episode 12 anywhere.
I'll find the last episode. yeah, so friendships, emphasizing that, that's a huge pro and I've learned it more this year.
Yeah.
So cons, do you have any cons of college after this year? We're 2 years in now, we're two-thirds in, we're on the final stretch now. What's the biggest
home stretcher? Home stretch.
I don't know.
It's a lot, like.
I don't know, there's cons to going outside when it's raining, but you still need to get somewhere anyway. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. Like, you know, like there's a million cons to anything, but like, sometimes you do things regardless of that. This is maybe a sign of growth for me, but like, yeah. Workload, expenses, all that stuff. Expenses, especially like that is something that will hold you back. Like, but if you do have the opportunity and it is feasible for you, you know, it's. I want to say it is worth it. Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not like genuinely.
It's definitely worth it. It's just what are the cons? You know, it's
what we had here. It's expensive. Yeah, college is very expensive. The hype, and
there is a lot. Yeah.
I would say the hype lives up in second year. It's up there.
It did. See, that's the thing. It's like hype is only what you make of it. You know what I mean?
I think. Thank you.
You think?
I think if you can, like, we've kind of established the fact that this year hasn't been our greatest years ever, and the fact we've been kicked down a lot.
Yeah.
And if we still can, like, be positive about it and have great memories of second year, even though it went terribly bad
at times. Yeah.
So many times, if we can look back and have amazing memories still, I think that shows how the hype lives up a little bit. Yeah,
it's like, you know,
shout out to Lua. Don't worry about it.
but especially at this point, it's like, what would I change? You know what I mean? What and why would I change it? For why?
Should ever want to change what happened, no matter how bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm kind of, I am where I, like, am I, I feel like I've been under this impression for a while, but I feel better about it right now because I just, again, the work that you put, that I've been trying to put in for that sort of stuff is like, am I happy in my current situation, like, right this moment? Yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Key in growth.
Yeah,
growth.
Literally. Am I happy to be sat in a radio studio with my two friends?
He missed the word best there. Yeah, we'll move past that real quickly.
I really heard that.
You guys are the worst. I swear to God.
He's really happy, friends.
Two of my best friends.
Who do you prefer?
Oh, yeah, right now. Quick fire.
Who do I prefer?
I was going to say Jude. It's so obvious.
That's such a pick. No, you're going to pick Jude anyway.
No, I don't know. But, like, you know, like I said, like,
Jude, 30 episodes to get under him. Like, come on.
Oh, man. But again, like I'm saying, it's like, why would I change anything? You know? Why should you change anything?
Yeah, because.
Well, good, because you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Well. You know? Character development is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. And like, all the good things that are happening to you today is because of the bad things.
Yeah. And like, you know, like, I like look, and as well, it's like, I know I've always said it, that I don't sort of conform, or I don't want to say conform.
Subscribe
to the idea of things happening for a reason.
Like and share as well.
But like... But like, you know what I mean? I am where I am. Again, all the bad things that happened was like could have happened to anyone. So like just use that. I'd rather that be the case than things be all me. Like, yeah. Oh, this had to happen to me. Happened after me this time and then, you know?
So everything happens for a reason.
No.
Sounds like that's what he's saying.
No, that's what I'm saying, is that I'm glad things don't happen for a reason. Okay. That helps me through things.
They just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like bad things led me to joining the radio. You know?
How's that going? Great.
Yeah, so I had a good point a second ago and I can't remember it.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. Jude?
Alex had a good point, I heard, but mine's probably better. What? So there's not that many cons at all. Yeah. Perfect.
I was trying to suddenly go 2 minutes sound break.
Okay, yeah, it's my first time on the decks, and I'm a little nervy. I'm a little scared.
That's okay.
I'm a newbie to this.
But like, you're doing great, and that's what matters.
I'm doing great, and that's what matters. Yeah. So there's a few cons, but I think the pros definitely outweigh it.
Yeah, the cons by create far. The pros.
That is, was that no good without bad? Bad without good.
That's exactly it, my boy.
Yeah. Do we have any songs for the next
one? Can I pick?
Go on.
Let's go for. Put me on the spot.
Can I pick?
Can I pick? Can I pick? Has no single idea of what song he wants to play right now.
Let's go for Don't Stop Believing.
Oh.
You are about as original as cheese, man.
Okay, guys. Don't I can stop talk believing about cheese. By Journey. We're back.
Okay.
And as it is
time for
you, your turn. Oh Jesus. Okay, so as it is the final episode, we wanted to give our thanks for the
what is
the
this?
Time we've had. over the last however many months. We have some thank you notes to read. We're going to come up with some more as well after the next song break. I will get started. I only have four right now.
Oh, was I meant to write some down?
Probably yes, should've. Dude, yeah. You were okay. Supposed to.
Like, let's do the thank you notes.
Yeah, I got this. we're improv-ing. I got this.
I have some real ones about the two of you, by the way. So you're gonna
Jesus. So yeah, I'm just writing my last one now. Hang on.
Every now and then I fall apart.
It's the dumbest thing ever. We thought we'd have some dramatic music for this. And yeah. Okay. So starting off. Thank you, Emily Dallery, for being nice to us when we started. Must have been difficult.
Thank you to everyone who attended my 21st birthday for listening to my unintelligible drunk waffle and slight condescension.
Slight being the word there. Thank you, Cormac, for addressing the fact we never met when I addressed you by name and saying goodbye. That was a big one.
Thank you, Chris Kett, for talking about penguins repeatedly while on the radio with us when I insisted that the episode would be about your band, Ether.
Thank you to Jude for being your whimsical little self every day and teaching me to be myself in life.
Wow.
Thank you, Alex, for letting me use your cargoes as an ongoing bit for several months.
Thank you to Kian for listening to my stuff day after day, even though it's usually the same.
Thank you to the Comedy Society for letting me eat that many Weetabix. That's a big one. I'm still on that.
Thank you again, Kian. I didn't finish mine.
Oh, sorry. Why was it so long?
For teaching me that I can be happy, even if my life isn't going the way I think it should be going.
That's kind of romantic.
That's kind of nice. Thank you, Connor Lavin, for being suspiciously nice to me all the time. You were the older brother I never had. Shout out Crossfade with Connor Lavin.
Thank you to, what's their show called?
Oh my god!
Oh!
What show?
Isaac and Paddy, what are they called?
Out of Tune!
Thank you to Out of Tune for being more controversial than us and letting our controversial stuff go and see.
Go much further under the radar.
Do I have any more? Thank you for penguins.
Thanks to penguins.
We'll come back to it. That was a lovely little segment. Top 10 animals, go!
Number 10, I'm going to go with an underrated one, the Wolverine.
Underrated? No, Wolverine, I'd put him up there at 4, but you can take him at 10. I'm going 9. I think you have to get dolphins in there.
Oh, interesting.
Dolphins. I know they do some questionable things at times, but dolphins. You look out of the water and you see a dolphin. That's a good day.
Yeah.
Otters.
Otters, respect. I'm going to go with similar vibe, beavers.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
Alex, I get that one.
What did the fish say when he crashed into the wall?
Damn. Jesus. Cheers, please.
I don't want to continue after that one. Saving that one for later. What are we on? We're on number 6. I think we need something in the air.
Oh,
I think hawks. Hawks are pretty cool.
I love a hawk, man.
I'm going to go for the house mouse.
My god.
I'm going for the woolly mammoth. I miss you.
It might be coming back. Unbolted mammoths are coming back.
Unbolted?
They're just sticking hair on elephants, man.
Is this real? I think I'm going to go with... Oh... I was going to say giraffes, but I don't like their neck. Too long for me.
That's fair. See, that rules out a lot, the long neck. Ostriches, I mean, I hate them.
But like, they're kind
ostriches,
of dinosaur-y.
Swans.
I might
hate
go with
swans.
Leopard gecko,
interesting. Yeah, we haven't really gotten much reptilian.
Get reptilian on it.
Number 3, that dog in me.
Okay, we're going to put dogs at number 3. Because there was some value to the first part of your sentence, but the end I'm choosing to ignore. At number 2, this is a toss-up. I'm going to go with zebras. Okay. Imagine you took a horse, but you made it...
Pajamas, stripey ones.
Yeah, you made a horse look like a barcode.
Real. I'm going to go number 1, unquestioned anyway. I'm glad that I got to do it. Monkeys.
I thought you were going to say bears.
Oh, no, I could beat a bear. I couldn't beat a monkey.
Okay, moving on. All right.
That's what I'm judging my animals on.
What ones you can and can't take in a fight?
Top 10 is what I can't.
You can't beat a gecko in a fight.
No, it'd be too cute.
You know? I used to have a pet gecko.
You would.
Yeah. So last question on our little 7 month plan. Do you or do you not have a college relationship? We're gonna go Jude.
Yeah, I do. A very happy one. A Jude's lovely one.
Argue for against key and four.
Oh, should we? Yeah, we should. No, wait, what's the question? Sorry.
Should you or should you not have a college
you
relationship?
You should have one. I have one and it is great.
That's fair. I don't think you should or shouldn't. I just think if you can make it work.
you can't just say if you should or shouldn't. Yeah, it's pretty objective.
No, if you meet someone right, it doesn't matter when or where, like, you know.
Alex or Kian?
Your thoughts?
Just said it.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I would say there's value to both, because I feel like you either mature during a relationship and you also mature without one.
As long as you're maturing,
learned, you know what I mean? Because again, I've spent first year predominantly was in a relationship. Second year was single. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was a thing where you learn different things about yourself in different ways. So yes, I would say if you're maturing, yes. If it's going a bit backwards, then no.
Yeah, because I feel like being single, I've matured more than I did when I wasn't.
Yeah, because that's the thing. When you get into a relationship with someone, you have to make sure you're not getting into a relationship with someone at that person at that time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you have to grow together.
You have to be with them all throughout that stuff.
And you have to grow yourself as well while you're at that. If you're not ready for it, you're not ready for it. That's going to make it fail. But if you are, then it's good. It works.
How do you know when you're ready, though?
You don't. It just happens.
And
if you're not ready, it goes terrible. And if you are, well, it starts to work.
Fair.
Okay.
Wisdom.
A last song? Or do we have another song after this?
I'll close out the show with another one. One right now. Any suggestion? Because I'm saving mine for the end.
We could just go through until the end.
Yeah, that'd be helpful enough with that.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Nah, sure, why not? Any more thank yous that you want to give?
Not at the moment. I'm not that thankful.
Thank you to No Source Needed for making me a third host.
It was natural, man.
It just happened. I know, but you know, I'm still thankful for it. I'm excited for next year. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It will.
So thank you guys. Thanks for being friends.
Thank you, Rosie, for always listening and making references to episodes that we completely forgot about.
That's amazing, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be like the Cargos or something, or she'll give some obscure reference to like episode 4 when we talked about appearances, and I'll just be like, did I say that really?
What's your favorite No Source Needed moment?
Moment. Ooh.
We put a poll up on Instagram.
Did anybody say anything?
I think there's some highlights from
you got one.
From start to finish.
That time Alex cooked Micheál Martin.
Chat, is this real?
Did he?
Chat?
Did Alex Edmund cook Micheál Martin?
I don't think I did. He's a lot more intelligent than I am.
I don't know. I think there's a few that really... See, that's the thing.
The 24-hour broadcast always just comes to mind.
It really does.
I think a contender for the top spot, because may have said the crop top moment.
Crop top line was iconic. It will stay there forever. Me talking about my holiday to Florida in episode 1.
That's when I knew it would work as well.
Yeah.
Like that little laugh thing we had. You know, like a thing like when you start a podcast, you want to be have uncontrollable laughter and stuff.
Yeah, you want it to be funny and to be entertaining.
Speaking of uncontrollable laughter, the time that I talked about breathing the same air as Harry Styles, like a little fanboy, that's a big one.
Fantastic.
That's up there.
That was a great episode.
One that I'm really proud of because of how how much shock it created was when I played a Speed Racer by Hers, and I said, and that was a song by Hers. They're really great. Shame they tragically died in a car accident in March of 2019, and then proceeded to turn the song on. I think it was Rosie texted afterwards like, thanks for the jump scare about that, by the way. Oh yeah, thank you to Rosie for saying that I'm the reason that she went viral, because I walked past the radio when she was live during the 24-hour broadcast and forgot to turn off her mic because she was waving at me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cormac, for Pebble Dash. Thank you for Pebble Dash.
The founder.
The perfecter. Thank you, Cormac, for looking great in sunglasses.
That's hard to do. It is.
Alex doesn't.
Oh, I'm gonna start popping on some contacts, get some sunglasses going.
Just get
think.
The surely just get like the, you know, the ones that flip up.
Oh, you'd make that work.
You know, get the like, visors.
Bro, they're like €400.
Stop.
Man.
Oh, like, for looking that goofy.
Yeah.
Oh, the granny moment.
Oh yeah, episode one as well.
Hell, baby.
Hell, baby.
And then episode two, I listened to me complaining that my granny died on the day of the Irish World Cup quarterfinal.
Bit selfish, to be fair.
I always enjoy when you talk about rugby. It's really funny when you get all analytic. Like,
yeah.
Because that's like, I never see you get more passionate than about rugby. You're just a little guy that way.
Kind of underrated one. Our second episode with Shannon, when we kept just laughing at you because, like, you'd say, like, a time period, we'd be like, two laughs ago.
Yeah, every time that I. Because, yeah, I would used to sort of, yeah, gauge time based off when the last underground laughed is. Next underground laugh, by the way. Next Tuesday.
Half a laugh to go.
Yeah.
Half a laugh to go.
Yeah, that we made the bold move to Tuesdays from Thursdays. Yeah.
We might have to go.
I am doing something else this Tuesday.
That's fair. You would be.
I would be. It just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Liberty Bear, 8 p.m. Tuesday, the 14th of May. That's the one.
It's that month.
This one, yes.
This one.
Yeah.
May. It may be. Hey, there was a bit of a wind up. Sorry.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Best episodes. Best moments.
Best moments.
Bernard was great. He was a genuine sweetheart.
Amazing. That was a nice episode to listen to.
Dude drove down from Kerry for that. Like.
Yeah, just, yeah, thank you for that.
Is Kerry a real place?
It is.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
I thought that was part of his bit.
I thought we were all, yeah.
Part of the
this imaginary place.
Thought it was
that
part of Kilkenny,
with.
To be honest.
Whatever. Thank yous. Okay. Thank you to Rodney Dangerfield for just being funny. R.I.P. There's nothing. No relation to the radio. I'm just really happy. He's great. You ever watch any clips of Rodney Dangerfield? Mm. He's hilarious. Absolutely.
Not a Rodney man. Me. Sorry.
Sorry. And thank you to the wonderful producers, of course,
yes, of course,
for putting up with us all the time.
Yeah, thank you for the help.
The help that we've needed. Thank you, Tara, for meditating with Alex before he had to interview the Tornish.
Oh, yeah,
Tara.
That was yes. funny.
That was a big one. That is still a big moment.
Yeah, thanks to... No. I'm joking. Thanks for all the guests that have appeared on No Source Needed.
Yes, absolutely.
And helping us out when you didn't have to. Yeah. Every single guest that we've had.
Yes.
Aired or not.
Especially that Jude guy, he's a good one.
Yeah, that Donegal fiend.
Yeah, that's up there with Kerry, not a real place.
Oh, man. It's been good, lads.
Lads.
It's been a bloody good show.
Thanks to you two.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Thanks to
Bono like us.
Thanks to the two of you.
Thank you.
Inhaler? Yeah. Sorry, no, that's the wrong guy. My bad. That's his son.
Yeah.
Wear Inhaler, big. Hate Inhaler.
Inhaler slander to finish the
hate
episode.
Inhaler. All right, for the last song of this year, Jude, you know what I want. I want Eyes of the World by The Strokes.
Oh,
this
yes.
This has been No Source Needed for the last time this year. Thank you all very much for listening.
And we'll see you in September.
Thank you, Keane.
See you in September. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jude.
Thanks, No Social Media.
It's been real, guys.
Love you.
Love you.